You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to episode 2 of the CU Insight Trendline. April is Financial Literacy Month, and later in the podcast, we'll explore this important and trending topic with a featured interview you won't want to miss. As always, we're bringing you impactful content in a quick, digestible format so you can stay informed and get on with your day. Let's jump in and see what's been trending on CUinsight.com.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CUinsight.com, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled "The Power of Communication in Driving Credit Union Success" from Patrick Conway of the Cross State Credit Union Association. Patrick emphasizes that effective communication is not just a tool, but a strategic imperative for credit union success. He highlights that transparent and proactive communication builds trust with members and aligns internal teams, strengthening the credit union movement. Patrick talks about the importance of financial education programs and says that by empowering members with knowledge, credit unions reinforce their role as trusted advisors and deepen member relationships. He also notes that during times of uncertainty, such as economic downturns, clear and timely communication reassures members and fosters long-term loyalty. At number two, I've got Helping Your Credit Union Workforce Thrive: Seven Essential Factors of Employee Engagement from the Omnia Group's Jennifer Lucas. If credit unions want to thrive in a competitive banking landscape, they need an engaged workforce, one that feels valued, motivated, and invested in success. When employees feel like just another cog in the machine, their effort and enthusiasm fade. Real engagement means showing up with curiosity, feeling seen by leadership, knowing your work matters, and having room to grow. The good news? Many credit unions already have the foundation for this. Now it's about reinforcing it to keep employees inspired and committed. Read more on CU Insight to find out Jennifer's seven essential factors to truly engaging your employees. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one trending article on CU Insight right now. For now, I'm going to send it over to my colleague, Robbie Young.
Did you know that 59% of U.S. consumers live paycheck to paycheck? This highlights the critical need for faster, more reliable solutions, a need that instant payments can fulfill. With over 200 credit unions now live on the RTP network, the journey to harnessing the full potential of instant payments is well underway. Credit unions are exploring how these innovative payment solutions can strengthen member relationships, drive growth, and unlock new revenue streams. In a recent panel discussion, experts from the Clearinghouse and Alacrity explored actionable strategies and real-world cases for credit unions embracing instant payments. Want to learn more about how instant payments can revolutionize your credit union? Head over to CUinsight.com to download the full in-depth report with use cases and expert analysis from our friends at Alacrity.
That was Robbie Young, CU Insight's Vice President of Strategic Growth, sharing just a glimpse of the in-depth expertise you can find in our ebooks and white papers section. Whether you're looking for fresh strategies, industry insights, or expert perspectives, be sure to scroll down on our homepage to explore all the resources we have available. Now, let's turn it over to Linda LaFortune for a look at some upcoming events you won't want to miss.
Thanks, Greg. April is full of great events. And to highlight just a few, let's start with the very first Valera Live Conference on April 14th to 16th in Denver, Colorado. The theme is Velocity for a New Era, and it is sure to be packed with great insights. Next up, GLIA is offering a free webinar on April 16th titled AI in Action, 5 contact center transformation lessons from Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union, where you can hear how one credit union is finding great success using a host of AI-powered tools and making life easier for all stakeholders. Finally, the Inclusive Conference on April 28th to May 1st in Cleveland, Ohio, will be an opportunity for anyone who is passionate about financial empowerment, community development, and the role of credit unions in creating a more inclusive economy to connect with industry leaders, policymakers, researchers, and advocates dedicated to advancing community development through the power of credit unions. Be sure to visit cuinsight.com/featured-events for more information on all these great opportunities and everything else going on around the industry.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DoD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
April is Financial Literacy Month, and in an industry filled with leaders dedicated to this cause, I was especially pleased to sit down with Jennifer McHugh to discuss it. As Vice President of Community Engagement at Royal Credit Union in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Jennifer plays a key role in financial education, advocacy, and community involvement. She serves on the Wisconsin Governor's Council on Financial Literacy and Capability, leads Royal's efforts to share the credit union story, and was recognized as the 2021 CUE's Exceptional Leader. Let's dive into our conversation on the impact of financial literacy and how credit unions are making a difference. Well, Jennifer, I know Royal has a robust financial literacy and capability program. Can you give me a few highlights of the work you're doing in this space?
I'd be happy to, Greg. We offer a variety of financial education resources to members of all ages. I'll start with our student-run credit union program called SchoolSense. We operate 30 in-school credit union offices in elementary, middle, and high schools. Now, we started this program over 30 years ago and have helped thousands of students learn to become smart savers and spenders. Another program we offer is called Go Big or Go Broke. Now, the word big stands for Behaviors Impact Goals, and this program was created for college students. It's a life-size board game where participants serve as the game pieces. They work their way around the board by rolling the dice and answering financial questions that are appropriate for their age and their stage in life. The participants can earn prizes and leave with a higher financial IQ. And finally, our correctional facility financial education program was established in 2015. Through this initiative, Royal offers a series of financial education lessons in 6 county jails, 4 State Department of Correction prisons, and 1 juvenile detention center here in Wisconsin. We also have a partnership with the Hennepin County Jail in Minnesota. And the program has been adapted to be offered either in person or virtually to best meet the needs of each facility. So that's a little high overview of everything we do.
Wow, that's amazing and really covers a lot of ground in the financial literacy space. Why does Royal devote so many resources to financial literacy?
Well, that's a really great question. We're very proud of the work we do to help our members thrive. We feel that financially secure members really do help strengthen communities. That's why we devote so many resources to our work in this field. You know, Greg, it really is what makes credit unions different from other financial institutions. Our programs are all free and in many cases are available to anyone regardless of if they are a member of our credit union or not. And it really aligns very well with Royal's core purpose, which is to create a positive impact in the lives we touch.
Talk about the credit union difference, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So Royal has received several Wisconsin Governor's Financial Literacy Awards for the work that you do. It's one of the main reasons I reached out to you. Can you talk to me about that recognition?
I'd be happy to. You know, all three Royal programs that I mentioned earlier in the podcast have received Wisconsin Governor's Financial Literacy Awards, and we are really very honored to receive that recognition. The awards program is actually supported by the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy, and I am a council member, have been since 2012. Later this month, Governor Evers will be hosting this year's award ceremony, and I can't wait to attend. The thing that I love about it, Greg, is that credit unions typically do very well in this award program, and it's because of the collective work we do in this space. It's not just Royal, it's credit unions of all sizes and shapes, and we really are, as a movement, committed to giving back to our communities and helping financial literacy thrive.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate you joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Happy to be here.
It was a pleasure talking with Jennifer McHugh and hearing about the incredible work Royal Credit Union is doing in financial education. This is just one of the many stories of credit unions making a difference, not only during Financial Literacy Month, but all year long. Now, let's get back to John Pettit to hear about the top trending article of the week.
Welcome back. My number one article trending right now on CU Insight is, are you talking to your members about what's at stake if credit unions lose their tax-exempt status? From Pixel Spokes, Katie Stone. Banks have long challenged credit unions' tax-exempt status, arguing that it gives credit unions an unfair competitive advantage. Credit unions advocate that their tax exemption is justified because they are not-for-profit, member-owned cooperatives that return earnings to members through lower fees, better rates, and community reinvestment. Katie says credit union leaders are crucial in ensuring government officials understand the role of credit unions in the economy. And with there being 140 million of them, credit union members also have a key role. Marketers must equip members with the right tools and information to help advocate for credit unions. I asked Katie, what are the most effective ways credit unions can mobilize their members to advocate for preserving the tax-exempt status, especially in a digital-first world?
Did you know that only 17% of Americans are aware of credit unions' tax-exempt status? It's important that they know what's at stake and how to advocate for their credit union. A few things to keep in mind. One, keep a clear focus on WIFM. What's in it for me? What might they lose? Two, point to case studies in Canada and Australia where the loss of tax exemption had tangible and detrimental effects. Three, offer a clear message for your members to communicate to lawmakers. The easier you make it, the more likely they are to take action. For more resources and messaging tips, see our article in CU Insight.
Thank you, Katie. Well, that's it for my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, John, and thanks to everyone who contributed to episode 2 of the CU Insight Trendline. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.